नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 2 Starting with text 4. Ekada pravishad goshtam shardulo nishivarshati shayana gava uttaya bhitasta babramur vraje. Once at night, while it was raining, a tiger entered the land of the cowshed. Upon seeing the tiger, all the cows, who were lying down, got up in fear and scattered here and there on the land. Ekam jagraha balavan sa chukrosha payatura tasyastu kranditam shrutva prashadro nusasaraha khadgam adaya tarasa pralino dugane nishi ajanan achinod babro Shira Shardula Shankaya. When the very strong tiger seized the cow screamed in distress and fear, and Prashidra, hearing the screaming, immediately followed the sound. He took up his sword, but because the stars were covered by clouds, he mistook the cow for the tiger, and mistakenly cut off the cow's head with great force. Vyagrofi vrikna shravano nistrim shagra hatastataha nishchakrama brisham bhito raktam patti samutsrijan. Because the tiger's ear had been cut by the edge of the sword, the tiger was very afraid, and it fled from that place while bleeding on the street. Manyamano hatam vyagram prashadra Padavidaha adrakshit svahatam babhrum yushtayam nishi dukkitaha. In the morning, when Prashadra, who was quite able to subdue his enemy, saw that he had killed the cow, although at night he thought he had killed the tiger, he was very unhappy. Text 9. Tam shashapa kulacharya kritagasam akamataha na kshatra bandhu shudras tvam karmana bhavitamuna. Tam shashapa kulacharya Tagasam akamataha nakshatra bandhu shudrastvam karmana bhavitamuna. Tam shashapa kulacharya pratagasam akamataha nakshatra bandhu shudrastvam karmana bhavitamuna. Tam shashapa kulacharya pratagasam akamataha nakshatra bandhu shudrastvam karmana bhavitamuna. Tam shashapa kulacharya kritagasam akamataha nakshatra bandhu shudrastvam karmana bhavitamuna. Tam shashapa kulacharya kritagasam akamataha
Nakshatrabandhu Shudrastvam Karmana Haritamana.
Tam Shashapa Kulachaya
Kataga Samakamata
Nakshatrabandhu Shudrastvam
Karmana Pavitamuna.
Ladies, all ladies.
Tam Shashapa Kulacharya Kritagasam Akamata Nachatrabandhu Shudrastram
Karmana
Pavitamuna. Tam
him
prasadra
shashapa
cursed
kula acharya
the family priest
vasishta
krita agasam
because of committing the great sin
of killing a cow
akamata
although he did not want to do it.
No,
we
do not want to do it.
Na, Kshatrabandhu,
the family member of a Kshatriya.
Shudraha
Tvam,
you have behaved like a Shudra.
Karmana,
therefore, by your fruit of reaction,
Bhavita,
you shall become a Shudra.
Amuna,
because of killing the cow.
Although
Prashadra had committed the sin unknowingly, his family priest, Vasishta, cursed him, saying, in your next life, you shall not be able to become a Kshatriya. Instead, you shall take birth as a Shudra because of killing the cow. Purport. It appears that Vasishta was not free from tamagun, the mode of ignorance. As the family priest or spiritual master of Prashadra, Vasishta should have taken Prashadra's offense very lightly. But instead, Vasishta cursed him to become a Shudra. It is the duty of a family priest not to curse a disciple, but to give him relief through the performance of some sort of atonement. Vasishta, however, did just the opposite. Therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that he was Durmati. In other words, his intelligence was not very good. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Padita Nam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Tam Shashapa Kulacharya Gatadasam Akamataha Nakshatra Bandhu Shudrastram Karmana Bhavitam Huna. First, we can observe what a lousy place the material world is. That even if you're trying to do something good, the material world is set up in such a way that almost inevitably we make mistakes and do something regrettable. That's the way the world is. Even if you're trying to do something good. If you're trying to do something bad, that's another story. There's all sorts of facility. But even when we're trying to do something good, the world is set up like that. And we fall into illusion, we make mistakes, we become subject to the imperfections of our senses, or we succumb to a creeping cheating propensity also. These are the four defects of conditioned souls. And they're very, we can see what kind of problems they can cause. A simple thing, mistake. But the result was that he mistook one thing for another. And instead of killing a tiger and becoming a great hero, he killed a cow and was cursed for his sinful act. It's just the way the world is. Padam, padam, yadvipadam. At every step there's some danger. At every step. The world is so made that everything is going fine. And when everything is going fine, then you really... that's the time to that probably something's going to happen and screw everything up. Because it's the rule of the world. Things aren't allowed to go fine. And they're allowed to go fine for some time. And then material nature trips us. You know, everything, we're running nicely. There'll be something. Lousy world. Full of difficulties. At every step, padam padam. Therefore, it's no place for a gentleman, or no place for a devotee. Padam padam yadvi padam. Spiritual world is the right place for devotees, because there's no danger at all. One is at the lotus feet of Krishna, and the whole atmosphere is friendly. Here the atmosphere is unfriendly. Whole atmosphere. Everything rots, everything poses a danger. You can bang into this, fall over that, trip over this, run into that, mistake this for that. So many difficulties. Those are just inanimate objects. The animate objects get you into more trouble. Troubles from other living beings, one of the categories of difficulties in the material world. From nature, from other living beings, and from our own bodies and mind. We're doing fine with everyone else, nature is lovely, and something within our own body or mind inflicts miseries on us. You can't win in the material world. Dukkhale mashashvatam, certified. Certified miserable. Certified miserable. Dukkhale. And even if someone thinks, no, actually, take the good with the bad, the good is so good,
But ashashvata. Nothing lasts. Even if you think it's good, you get kicked out. Therefore, napnuvanti mahatmana sangsiddhim paramam gata. The human beings with broader intelligence don't come back to this material world. Don't stay here and don't come back. Because they mamupecha, they go back to Krishna. And they remain in the friendly atmosphere of the spiritual sky. So here, the Prasadra was guarding the cows and wound up killing one. And the result was that he was cursed by Kulacharya. Kulacharya means a family acharya, family guru, family priest. This is a tradition that every respectable family has a priest, acharya, kula guru, kulacharya, to give guidance to the family, to perform the various rituals, religious functions for the family, kulacharya. The kulacharya may not be always the most qualified person. These kulacharyas are accepted in a family tradition, and especially these days, they may not be so qualified. It becomes like a professional post, Brahmin acharya, and he's dependent on, he's getting his earning his livelihood from the money provided by the family members. His father was the kulacharya for the family, now he's the kulacharya, then his son will be the kulacharya. And they may or may not be so qualified. This is the difficulty. Just like that Shukracharya, very qualified in some ways, but he was against devotional service to Lord Vishnu, ultimately. Therefore, he was rejected by Bali Maharaj. So these kulacharyas perform a function, various useful functions, but finally one is advised that if one really wants to attain the ultimate purpose of life, one should approach a self-realized soul. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshanaha. Tattvadarshi means one who sees things as they are. Not simply a member of a professional priestly caste, but a person with deep knowledge, a person who has deep realization of the Supreme by devotional service. Tattvadarshan. Tadvijnanartam sadhumeva adhigacchet. If one wants to get realization, if one actually wants to understand the meaning of the Vedic message, then one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Tadvijnanartam sa gurum eva. Eva means definitely. Certainly, one must. Abhigacchet, approach. Gacchet is also imperative. One must approach a self-realized soul. So, the self-realized soul is situated in Krishna consciousness, and he can help us be situated in Krishna consciousness. What is that? Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite pada, tomara shakati ache. Krishna is, Krishna belongs to the pure devotee. The devotee surrenders to Krishna, and Krishna reciprocates.
whoever holds on to the danda has to take sannyas. So Krishna gives himself to the pure devotee, and therefore the pure devotee can give Krishna to others. Therefore, all the shastras are advising us that we should approach a self-realized soul, a bona fide spiritual master, and from him learn the science of Krishna by the combination of service and surrender and relevant inquiry. That formula will help us. So here it seems that Vasishtha's curse was not very much appreciated by great acharyas like Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. After all, it was an honest error. He didn't intentionally do this. It was a mistake. There was no sinful intention. And therefore, the duty of the kulacharya was to advise his disciple how to get free from the mistake. You made a mistake, now what to do to get absolved from the reactions? That's called prayaschitta. Prayaschitta means atonement. According to, if we do something, make a mistake, then we try to make it up. If I do something that upsets you, I say, well, what can I do to make it up? Or in business, if we fulfill the order wrong, or we send the item too late, or whatever, then we say to the customer, what can I do to make it up to you? And then what I have to do depends on how serious the error was. If it was a small thing, he may say, oh, don't even worry about it. Or why don't you just throw in a little this or that? He said, okay, fine. Now the customer's happy, you're happy, everything's on even keel. But if it's a serious error, one of those multi-million dollar errors, then he says, well, you know, you're going to have to do something pretty big. Sometimes in printing also, our printers sometimes do the wrong thing. They mix up pages, or they print on the wrong paper, or they make these kinds of errors. So if the error is serious enough, you may have to say, we can't even accept this book. If the error is so serious, we can't use it. You have to print it again. And sometimes they do. So according to the severity of the mistake, there's something that you have to do that makes good on it. You say, all right, now he's printed it again, we're satisfied. So in the material world, we commit sinful activities, offenses against the laws of nature, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unknowingly. So then there's some atonement prescribed, prayaschitta. All right, you did this, now you've got to make up for it. And the level of atonement, or the seriousness of the atonement, it will be in proportion to the seriousness of the offense. So the kulacharya should prescribe that you did this, now you should undergo some austerity, or you should give some charity, or you should observe some other pious activity to counteract that impious act. This is the business, because otherwise you're going to have to pay anyway. Material nature is going to exact some price So better to pay now than have these debts piling up and get slammed later. You know, get a big bill in your next life. Sometimes literally you become a bird or something. So better to pay now, voluntarily. Then you're free from the reaction. Yes, he atoned for that. He recognized that he made an error. He did something to make up for it. And now he's excused. So the Kulacharya should have done that. He should have said to the disciple, you did this very bad thing, very sinful thing, killing a cow. But it was also unintentional. So if you want to atone for this mistake, then here's what you do. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says it wasn't such a serious thing, because it was an honest error. He was actually trying to protect the cow. And in the course of things, this happened. It's noteworthy also how important it is to protect the cow. The cow is the most important animal, even from a practical point of view. The cow is giving milk, and the bull is giving work, traction. They've gotten so smart that they can kill the cow, they can replace the bull with the tractor and the other kinds of motor vehicles, but they're outsmarting themselves. Yes, you can do that, but then you can get cancer from the nasty food that you're eating. You can breathe carbon monoxide instead of oxygen and kill yourself that way also. You can make your life hellish by surrounding yourself with noisy machinery. You can every day sit for an hour and a half in your vehicle going mad because the traffic is not moving. You can get everything hitting you back in the face. You can do what you want. You can make your move to outsmart material nature, but you're only outsmarting yourself, because nature always has the upper hand. They think that they're making progress, they're making economic advancement, they're saving time, saving work, making money. But actually they're making a civilization which is increasingly nasty and hellish, and they're paving their way for suffering in the next life. So, because they don't take direction from Krishna. Nasa siddham avapnoti nasukkam naparamita. Ya shastra vidim utsrujya vartate kamakarta. If we don't follow the direction of Krishna, the direction of Vedic literature, then, and we act just as we feel like acting, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that, I want to do this, I want to do that, then nasa siddham avapnoti. One can't attain the perfection of human life. Nasukkam. One can't even be happy. And naparam gitam. There's no question of going back to the supreme destination. Tasmat shastra pramanam te karya karya vyavastitam. One should therefore know what to do and what not to do from the direction of Vedic knowledge, Vedic scripture. The Shastra, the words of the Shastra should be our evidence of what to do. Shastra gyatva vidhan moktam karma kartam iharamsa. And we should work, not as we like to work, act not just as we like to act, but as according to our duty. This idea of duty is becoming an increasingly foreign and strange idea. That people have some sort of duty that they're supposed to do.
that you're supposed to live your life according to some idea of duty. It's weird, it's strange. What duty? I mean, this is some old, outmoded religious idea, or something to do with the caste system, or what is this? You should do what your inner voice tells you, do what you feel like doing, do what you know, do what your dream, you know, just live for your dreams. But nasa sukham, one won't be happy that way. Just I think this, I think that, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that. There's actually a path already chalked out by which one's life can be successful. And we need to know what that path is and how to follow it. That's actually our duty in the human form of life. The duty of the human being is not to live a glorified animal existence, an existence in which he competes with the animals in eating, sleeping, sex, and fighting. That's not the duty of a human being. The duty of a human being is brahma jigyasa, spiritual inquiry. Otherwise his life is a failure. Parabhavastava devota jato yavanna jigyasata atmatattva. Until one inquires about spiritual realization, one's life is, as a human being, is a failure. One should inquire about the Supreme, and ultimately one should come to know the Supreme. It's not that we're just meant to spend our whole life asking questions as a matter of form or as a sort of romantic enterprise. Yes, I spend my life asking questions. Yeah, great. You know, you're interested in answers? No, I ask questions. The idea of asking questions is that we're supposed to be interested in getting the answers and then doing something with them. So one should come, one should inquire about the Supreme, and by inquiring from the right source, one should get knowledge of the Supreme. And getting knowledge of the Supreme, one should come to understand what is my relationship with the Supreme, and then act in that relationship. And then one will be happy, then one can attain perfection. Then one can attain love for the Supreme, love for Krishna. That's the real business of the human form of life. And if we take that path under proper guidance, a whole human mission can be successful. And then, napnubanti mahatmana, tam siddhim paramamrita. We don't have to come back to this material world. We can go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Some questions? One should be situated in proper circumstance in relation to the spiritual master.
Well,
or in the process of inquiry.
I was considering that one ought to, before perhaps even inquiring,
inquiring, one should see that one is in the position to receive the guidance and to carry it out.
Or not necessarily receive it, but to actually act.
But to act on it. Yes. What is the prime qualification for acting on the advice of the spiritual master?
One of them I would say was to actually follow. It means to actually follow.
The real requirement is your willingness. Confidence in the spiritual master. If you approach someone and you don't have any confidence in it, what's the use of your questions? You ask someone and you're ready to take whatever he says with a grain of salt, then why'd you ask? Just as an exercise, you're supposed to ask when you meet someone, or just as a challenge or what? But if we approach someone in whom we have confidence, yes, this person knows the science. If you approach that way, and then with the mood that, since he knows, I should take his advice, I should accept what he says, then you get the benefit. If you approach a doctor, and either, you really don't trust that he knows what he's talking about, or he knows what he's talking about, but I'm just not going to do it, or I'll do it if he tells me what I want to hear, that's not going to work very well. But when you approach a qualified person with confidence that, yes, now I'm approaching a qualified expert, and when I get advice from him, I'll take it very seriously and try to apply that in my life, then you'll get the benefit. And then other circumstances are less important. Whether you're rich or you're poor, or you're educated or not educated, whether you're strong or you're weak, or you're advanced in spiritual life, or you're just a beginner. If you have those qualifications, that you sincerely approach the right person with a humble attitude to hear from him with the idea of accepting and trying to carry out his instruction, you'll make so much progress, you'll get so much benefit. Because he'll speak from the absolute platform. The details may be this way or that way, but you'll get transcendental knowledge. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
I have a question regarding the severity of the punishment in this verse.
Mm.
It said the age of Kali Yuga, Kalam Shudra Sambhava.
Mm.
What is happening is he is getting demoted to a Shudra.
Mm.
It could have been worse. He could have been cursed to become an animal or being sent to the lower planet.
Yeah, that it could have been worse. But it was too heavy anyway. Sure, he could have been cursed to become a worm in the stool for 100 million years or something. There's always... But this was bad enough. Here's a person who was a member, like a king, being cursed to become a street sweeper. That's a heavy punishment. Suppose your prime minister, if he makes some small error, and you say, all right, now you become a conductor on the underground. It was a small error, it was not such a big thing, it was unintentional. So you carry on with your work, but you have to make amends for that mistake. You have to catch up with that. That's what should have happened. It was too heavy. Shudra's position is not a very good position. It's just a person who has to carry out orders. He doesn't have such facility as the Kshatriya's. Very high position, actually. Just next to the Brahminical situation. Very responsible post. But he was cursed. No, you'll have to become a Shudra. It was too much. Yes. You have to speak a little loud because you're competing with the garbage truck and everything else.
At this point in my life, you know, things seem to be okay for once, yeah. You know, I'm shining and I'm coming to the temple and everything. But how do you know, like, from my point of view, it's like, for me, like, finding that, I've come across one person that loves us, but, like, you know, you should serve and you should serve, like, when that kind of people that are actually away, yeah, when the, you know, the person, the spiritual person or whatever, is away from you, yeah, and you should also serve, like, two kinds, yeah, like, serve, I can't remember the name, like, you serve spiritual authority when the...
Yeah, we serve when he's present and we serve when he's absent.
Well, me, like, personally, it's like,
excuse me?
I'd probably need somebody that I trust to be there pretty regular, and like, even though things are going okay now, in future they won't be. That's just way, man. Like, life is on the cameras, yeah.
Well, this is the nature of education, that in the beginning we need a lot of instruction and correction and, you know, maybe day-to-day guidance or and so on. But the idea is that we should be trained and then carry the instructions of the teacher with us throughout our life. Suppose a surgeon. In the beginning, the surgeon needs a lot of intensive training. You have to do this, you have to do this, you need to learn this, you need to learn that, you know, what the different parts of the body are and how they're situated and how you insert needles and what you use for this and how you do that. And don't do this, that's stupid. And you'll kill the patient, and you know, so many things he needs to be told. And then, by that instruction, he becomes expert. And then, throughout the rest of his career, he carries those instructions that he received with him. He remembers, yes, I'm supposed to do this. Always check this. Watch out for that. Be careful about this. He internalizes those instructions. He no longer needs to be told again and again because he's assimilated those instructions and he keeps them in his heart, in his mind. Yes, I have to do this, this, and this, and this. It becomes almost second nature. He can't imagine that he would do it any other way. It becomes just normal for him that first you check the patient's blood pressure and first you inquire about what medicine he's taking, and first you make sure that this and that is all right. Then he can't imagine not doing that because he's so well trained, because it's like second nature to him to follow the instructions that he's received. In the beginning, he didn't even get the instructions. Or maybe he's thinking, well, why do you have to do this? Or why do you have to do that? But once he's trained, he keeps those instructions with him. And then he'll make progress. And if he sometimes needs some other instruction, then there are other physicians to consult with who also, you know, were in his trained the same way. There are other experts, or there may be other senior physicians, so he can take special guidance when he needs it. Otherwise, he generally is expected to know because he remembers what he was taught. So in spiritual life, also, we get instructions from the spiritual master, and then we're supposed to internalize those instructions, remember those instructions, keep those instructions in our heart, so that we'll consistently apply those instructions in our life. And another advantage is that Krishna is there within the heart. He sees this person is sincerely following the instructions. Give him advice from within so that he turns right and doesn't turn left. Help him out. If there's something he doesn't know, then inform him from within. Krishna acts that way. That's also the grace of the spiritual master. And then other devotees are there to instruct us, or other senior Vaishnavas are there to instruct us, so that we can continue to act in accordance with the spiritual master's instructions and make our life successful.
So that's like, you should do that, yeah. I'm not doing that, but some people was like, it's like, I can't interest anyone. Oh yeah, but there's a couple of people, I'm not around them at the moment, but just by the way they act, if you're in their company, it's like, just by one or two words that they'll say, they'll make you want to do something, it'll be like,
so we should try to find the association of those people, the people who just